Fresno to hell on earth, at your service. This time Alice didn't bother to correct the pilot. Everyone knew the name that even the highest officials used for Northern Yosemite, non-politically correct or not. If she was going to break any big secrets today, that wouldn't be one. "Then I'll have to tell you after my tour," Alice said, trying on a companionable smile. The pilot turned back to the windshield. "Don't get bitten, and it's a date," he said. Chapter 2, Calais. The officer who greeted Alice was tall and broad, with an action hero's square jaw. His face looked mid-50s, but seemed to have maintained his body like a trophy. He shook her hand before Alice felt comfortable standing fully upright, so their greeting, from the outside, might have looked like a penitent bowing to meet the Pope. Alice had disembarked from many choppers while covering stories abroad, before she was official, back when unofficial, paired with the name Alice Frank, meant less than nothing. But it had been a long time since she'd needed to fly like this, and her silly fears were back with their old stripes. That she'd grown several feet overnight, and if she stood fully near the whirring blades, she'd find herself halved. "Colonel Thomas Calais,"